Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Grace Jones, slave to the rhythm.
DJ. Bring it on in, DJ, y'all. Welcome in, welcome in. Come on in. I just got back from opening up the doors of the Teen Toy Lounge. Ooh, what a day. We came up in the mix a little last minute, a little late, but that's all right. We are here up in the T-Bowie Lounge. We managed to get the doors open by the official open time, which is every Friday at 10 p.m. Central Time here at blogtalkradio.com, / T-Bowie. You are in the lounge. Please know that the following event that's about to happen, this is not a show. Y'all know, just simply a place to come and hang out each and every Friday evening. Yes, each and every Friday evening. This is where we discuss the current events of the day according to the African-American perspective. Please know that all are welcomed. All are welcomed. We're going to take things from an African-American perspective because there is none represented in the mass media. So, hence, this is why we have the T-Bowie Lounge. Yes. And the T-Bowie Lounge, you better bring your favorite drink. Yes, I'm going to tell you about mine here shortly. Listen, come on in here. Come on in here and be a part of what's happening here, all right? You never know who's going to join in. You never know who's going to join in. Yeah, I'm looking for some of my friends. I'm looking for several friends. I'm looking for Jabbar, number one. KB, hey, it's just like me being here. KB's going to roll up in here. I'm looking for Jabbar. I'm definitely looking for Falcon. Falcon has been very quiet. I'm not sure what's up with Falcon and the rest of the crew. And Bubba from the backwoods, honey, I can't wait for you to roll up in here, okay? Bubba from the backwoods, okay? As well as Tiffany and Jay, the silent radio co-host, all y'all come up in the mix, okay? You can come up in the mix by getting your favorite drink, whatever that happens to be tonight. As most nights, my favorite drink is cold alkaline water. Cold alkaline water. Honey, my favorite drink in the world. If I had my choice of anything I could drink, it's going to be cold alkaline water. And I'm drinking it right now. And I snuck in a little something else, too, and deal with that. But whatever your favorite drink is, get into your favorite room, sit in your favorite chair with your favorite drink right next door to you, and you can take a sip whenever you want to. You can call this number, 516-666-8285, 516-666-8285, all right? Call up and give me your perspective on the events of the day. T-Bowie Lounge, you know, we can discuss anything in the T-Bowie Lounge. If it's in current events, we can discuss it. It just so happens, though, that we are 2 months from our presidential election. Wow. Can't believe our dear brother president has to go. But according to an amendment in the Constitution, someone can only serve two consecutive terms, okay? So hopefully he'll take one off and come on back in here. All right, so we're in the middle of a presidential election, and we're going hot and heavy on that, hot and heavy on the presidential election. Of course, there are other things going on in the world. We want to be certain to discuss them. And I'll tell you what, tonight, I will let you discuss something that makes sense. If something is of importance, we're missing it here in the T-Bowie Lounge. Call up 516-666-8285. 516-666-8285, okay? And let's have at it. All right, so come on in. Listen, I appreciate each and every one of you being here, coming out to the T-Bowie Lounge. Listen, I want you to come check me out on Facebook. T-Bowie Lounge, T-B-O-W-L-E-Y Lounge, okay? Let me drink some water. Whew. Also come out on Twitter, the Simi T Bowley Lounge, at T Bowley Lounge. Boy, I tell you, Twitter is so much fun. I'm going to talk to y'all about that again here shortly. So come see me at those two things, okay? All right. Now, listen, we're going to be out here till midnight. We're going to get this thing going, okay? Listen, I want to thank my awesome sponsors. Yeah, particularly our charter sponsor in the Gathering Place Pavilion in Better, Georgia, honey. If you want to have an amazing family experience, an amazing company experience, amazing experience with that special someone, go out to the Gathering Place Pavilion in Better, Georgia. It's on an incredible farm with two wonderfully stocked ponds right there. Okay, all kinds of farm animals, horses you can ride, basketball court, big old open pit fire. Honey, you have a time of it. That's all I got to say. Call my girls, Maddie and Lucy, at 912-685-2385. They also, right now on the property, have a bed and breakfast. Very, very awesome. Call up Maddie and Lucy at the Gathering Place Pavilion. Plan your next company or family event, okay? Or if you just want to get away for your loved one, honey, they're going to make it so off the hook, honey. That's all I can say. They have a variety of things that you can have for dinner and lunch, but I got to tell you, whatever they have is going to be awesome. But I have to confess, my favorite are after hours around 12 midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on that leftover fire that they've had burning all day as they've been grilling meat. Honey, they'll keep that thing soaked, and then they will put some oysters out on the grill. Boy, oh boy. You put them out there just a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Yep, and you know what? Most of the time, they just put it on the open pit, not the grill. They put them on the open pit. It just takes like 2 minutes, honey. You just keep them on there. And then as soon as those shells, honey, just crack open just a bit. You just peel them off. It's the most wonderful thing. So much fun and so good to eat. Honey, no need for any seasoning. They're just wonderful. Okay? All right, that's my favorite. And then my close first second, when you wake up in the morning and get the shrimp and grits. Lord have mercy. Give them a call. The Gathering Place Pavilion, 912-685-2385. All right? Mother Charter Foster, JaffeJewelry.com. JaffeJewelry.com by my girl Felicia. She is the founder and designer of a very unique category of jewelry that she has developed herself, and that is custom inspirational jewelry. Give Felicia a call if you want something very amazing that no one else has, something that will remind you of all the blessings in your life. Give Felicia a call at J-A-F-F-Y, Jaffe Jewelry. com. You can reach it at 443-538-4447, 443-538-4447. All right, listen, I am involved with Renatus Real Estate. I'm so excited about this company, Renatus Real Estate Education, all right? What an opportunity to create an awesome revenue stream for you and something that will allow you to once again enjoy your family and enjoy your home and get those golden handcuffs on. There's nothing like golden handcuffs that force you to sit in traffic 2 hours or more a day each way, going in to sit in a cubicle. They don't even let you have cubicles anymore. They have you out in these open areas. It's so ridiculous. Corporate America is something else. I haven't been part of corporate America now about 15 glorious years. God is good, honey. And let me tell you something. I have been involved and still am. I have several clients with my business. I love Renata's real estate education. Please know that it is not a MLM. I don't believe in them at all. This is a wonderful educational opportunity for everyone to take advantage of. Take advantage of this opportunity. I could see one of my friends, Michael Higgins, walking through the door. I'm going to let him tell you about his experience with the knowledge.
I joined Renatus because I was tired of being broke. I was working at Jiffy Lube and at Sears Auto Center. Okay, I'd work 15, 16-hour days. And I'd go work on people's cars, but I was so broke I didn't even have my own car. I had to ride a bike to a shop, hide it in the bushes because I was embarrassed about it. I was told that if you went and got good grades, you could get into a good school and get a degree and get a good job. So I focused on that, got the good grades, got the degree, had no job. I live in a world of abundance. There are plenty of relationships, money, business opportunities out there for me. I learned from Renatus how to recognize those opportunities. Once I got in and I got a hold of the education and the community, in the first 11 months, I did my first short sale and made enough to quit my job. A month later, I did my second short sale, made another big chunk of change. And so I focused my first year and a half on short sales as I was helping people get out of bad loans, and I was able to help them in a win-win situation, and I got to make a profit. It was a beautiful thing. Of all the things I've looked at, and I looked at a lot of companies before I found Renatus, this is the one where I found genuine, real people, okay? When I told you that I didn't have a car, you know, I'm riding my bike, I'm trying to make it to all the meetings. The mentor that enrolled me in this program gave me her car. She said, okay, you need this more than I do. She went and got her own car and gave me her car. The types of people that are here is real, they're genuine, they're authentic, they care. So if you're looking for a support team, you're looking for a resource, you're looking for someone who will actually care and take the time to help you understand it, then you got to check out Renatus because no one else will. Renatus is here, Renatus is real, and I am a product of the product, and I'm so grateful.
Thank you. Michael Huggins, man, I'm pronouncing your last name wrong. Michael's experience is an awesome experience, and I have met some wonderful people, people that are doing so well, but really see doing well and success is not about the money, but it is about the freedom to spend time with your family, to not have the golden handcuffs on. Listen, if you want more information about how you could free up your time, so you don't have to go into that corporate America job, that job where only a couple people get to the top, honey, and you're sitting there doing the work for them and they get credit. So, Lord have mercy, I know all about that, which is why I left corporate America 15 years ago. Yeah, it was a great experience for me. Don't get me wrong, a lot of great people I worked with, but it was time for me to say bye-bye, okay? Simply because I have family. I have a family to take care of and raise. And so God bless me being able to leave and be on my own for 15 years. My husband's been very supportive, but I am very, very excited about Renatus Real Estate Education. Please, if you are interested in getting more information about Renatus Real Estate Education, give us a text. Send us a text with your name and your cell number, and we will send you a link with more information and more follow-up, all right? You want to send your name and your cell phone number, area code 901-231-9161. That's 901-231-9161 to find out how you can create an awesome lifestyle for you and your family through Renatus Real Estate Education, all right? All right, y'all, there we are with that, honey. We have wonderful, wonderful sponsors. I want to thank each and every one of the sponsors. I want to thank each and every one of you listening out there. Let me tell you something. I decided today that I was going to break it down. Yeah, I was going to break this thing down in the back. And I know you don't mean nothing about. Yeah, right. You know, Donald Big. Y'all don't know anything about what you just heard there. Pure funk. Yeah, from the 70s. Yeah, mass production and firecracker. I am Tanya Boley, and T. Boley is in the house, and you are in the T. Boley Lounge. Yes, you are. Come on in and make yourself comfortable, honey. We are going to get involved with some topics today that are just overdue. So let's get into it, shall we? First of all, I just want to talk a little bit. Well, first of all, let me just do this. Shout out to my new hero, a young man, starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, Colin Kaepernick. God bless you. God is on your side. God is always on the side of those that are impoverished and exploited. Yes. And Colin Kaepernick, God bless you for standing up for people. Standing up for people. God bless you. Yeah. So you have my vote, baby. And don't you fret. Don't you fret. Just know that God is on your side no matter what people say, no matter how much money they take from you, because they're going to take it. Just get ready. I hope that you have really done well with your investing and that you've been careful with your spending. Because a bad day is coming because you express yourself, that you express that you care about the people of this country. Colin Kaepernick, God bless you, okay? And I just have to start off with that. Now, just wanted to just reiterate, I really have fun with Twitter, y'all. Twitter is so much fun. you can come out and see me at T. Boley Lounge, at T. Boley Lounge, yeah, on Twitter. Let me tell you one of the things I just really enjoy doing with Twitter. Is I don't care if you're watching a program that you're really into, something on television that you happen to be really into, and it's a first run or even running live, and nobody else in the household is joining you. You want to have some interaction and you want to get some other people's take about what it is you're watching, honey, you can do that on Twitter. And that's what I did. I had a great time on Twitter while watching the Commander-in-Chief Forum on MSNBC this week. We're going to get into that here shortly. It was just very, very interesting to watch all the comments and to be able to have the freedom to make comments about each and every one of the candidates and their prospective answers. Matt Lauer, I don't know. He was the host. I'm not going to get all the way into this because I'm going to circle back around to it. But Matt Lauer, he was okay. Like, I just don't know who helped him with the questions. The questions were supposed to be a commander-in-chief forum designed to speak directly to active duty military people as well as vets. And I just didn't find the questioning to be too much about that. Just a little bit. And I just think too much going on about things that didn't matter when they should have been discussing vets, the veterans and their needs and what kind of programs they've been thinking of to help them, okay? And because it's obvious to me that a thought hasn't been given, particularly by one candidate. We're going to get into that here shortly. But I don't know. I thought it was good intentions, okay? But I think we need to have people to actually ask questions about military families and their needs and how we can help them, okay? And so I'm going to get into that here shortly. Hopefully, trust and know that. We're going to get into that here shortly. But because of the Commander-in-Chief forum that happened, I want to say Wednesday night, I believe that something that was quite entertaining was overlooked. They spent a little bit of the time of it. They spent more time talking about it than actually after it happened. And that, of course, is the visit of Mr. Donald J. Trump to an African-American church in Detroit, Michigan. I tell you, I could tell Trump hasn't been in church in a long time. He hadn't been to church, okay? Then on top of that, he's in a black church, which I was betting my last dollar. He's never been into a black church. I don't know if he's been in a white church. Especially reading scripture from 2 Corinthians as 2 Corinthians. That was my favorite line of the whole campaign. When he read the scripture from 2 Corinthians, I don't believe that Donald Trump has ever cracked open a Bible. I don't. And yet he went to visit, he's so desperate for African-American votes, he went to visit a black church in Detroit, Michigan, along with his concubine, Omarosa. Omarosa should be ashamed of herself. There is going to be a special place in hell for Omarosa. There is. This woman has proven that she will do anything for a dollar. Very, very sad, and she wonders why her fiance quickly and suddenly passed away. Let me tell you what, God is watching us, y'all. I'm telling you right now, He is watching us, and we just continually do things continue to do things no matter how much God is saying don't do it, and you just continually do it because you want a dollar. Let me tell you something. I think that there are not too many things worse than that in God's eyes when you do things, when you're a hypocrite, and you do things simply to make money. Omarosa, listen, honey, get ready for your seat on the express train to hell for being a concubine of Donald Trump, okay? Now, I am not going to repeat the name of this church in Detroit, Michigan, because I believe really there's a special place in hell for that pastor, okay? Donald Trump is just using them, and he is pandering, what's called pandering. He is doing that very thing. He would never even attempt to even have a conversation past the black person that he has shining his shoes, all right, let alone go to a black church, honey. and he was in there looking around. Let me not go too far. Let me just let you hear a
little bit
about this.
Well, I just wrote this the other day, knowing I'd be here, and I mean it from the heart. And I'd like to just read it, and I think you'll understand
it
maybe better than I do in certain ways. For centuries, the African American church has been the conscience of our country. So true. It's from the pews and pulpits and Christian teachings of black churches all across this land that the civil rights movement lifted up its soul and lifted up the soul of our nation. It's from these pews that our nation has been inspired toward a better moral character, a deeper concern for mankind, and spirit of charity and unity that binds us all together, and we are bound together, and I see that today. This has been an amazing day for me. The African-American faith community has been one of God's greatest gifts to America and to its people. There is perhaps no action our leaders can take that would do more to heal our country and support our people than to provide a greater platform to the black churches and churchgoers. You do right every day by your community and your families. You raise children in the light of God. I will always support your church, always, and defend your right to worship. So important. I am here today to listen to your message, and I hope my presence here will also help your voice to reach new audiences in our country, and many of these audiences desperately need your spirit and your thought. I can tell you that. Christian faith is not the past, but the present and the future. Make it stronger. We'll make it stronger.
Just a little bit of Donald Trump's 15-minute speech in the church. It was very embarrassing. And in the, you know, you could tell definitely he had nothing to do with the writing of the speech. He was trying to keep up with the reading. And he said that we're all brothers and sisters, and we need to come together to work to make this country better. And he spoke in a soft tone, as you just heard him speak. And boy, I tell you what, this man, if this man is not a form of the Antichrist, I don't know what is. He doesn't care how many times you catch him in lies. He doesn't care how much of a hypocrite. He is an overt hypocrite. I'm going to say that. He, Donald Trump, is an overt hypocrite. No matter who he's talking to, depending upon the audience he's talking to, he doesn't care. He will speak directly to them. He will change his position. He will change his tone. He will change his intention. It doesn't matter. Depending on the audience, he's just trying to get votes. And so if he had spoken in that manner to his typical all-white audiences, they would have booed him out of the venue. It is quite amazing. Everybody says this. I certainly have never seen anything, no politician like this that is willing to say anything to anybody. Now, we've had something close to it. I'm going to call his name out. Let me tell you, he's when you meet him, he is a decent and mannerable young man. He is. And he served me as congressman, as well as my neighbors, for about 10 years, and he was almost as two-faced as Trump. But the thing about Trump, the thing about our congressman, he was two-faced. Trump is like 15-faced. Depending on the crew that he's talking to, he will change his truth, honey. Yes, he will. But let me call out this politician. And like I say, I had great hopes for him. But unfortunately, he has too many faces. I'm going to say he has three faces. One face I'm not going to talk about, but it's something that we all know here in congressional district, and that is Congressman Harold Ford Jr. Yeah, he represented us for 10 years. He's Congressman Harold Ford Jr. He did. He represented us for 10 years, and every time he would come back home into Memphis, Tennessee, he would just say everything we wanted him to say. He would say it. Everything that we wanted to hear from him, he would come here and say it. He doesn't want a war. He wants investment in education. He wants to provide more job opportunities. All right? And then he wants the rich to pay their fair share. Then he would get, he was in there during the Bush administration. He would get in front of the Bush administration and any Republicans and say, we should have war and we should cut back the Department of Education. And he would say that we need to cut taxes to the rich. He was bad. He was a really big, two-faced congressman. He was. And he spends a lot of time on television now. And I hope the best for him. He actually has three faces. I won't talk about third face. But let me just say, this is something that we know here in Memphis, Tennessee. All right? All right. Now, Donald Trump has really more than 15 faces. He is truly a multiple personality running for president of the United States, and it's a very, very dangerous situation that we are in. Now, the only thing scarier than Donald Trump are all the millions of people willing to support him when he is so obviously a very insincere at best. At worst, he is just Antichrist. And maybe somewhere in the middle, he's extraordinarily hypocritical and pandering, willing to say anything to anybody for a vote and not mean a word that he's saying. That is indeed the scariest type of person that you could ever interact with in this world. All right, now say what you want to about T. Bowley in the house, honey. I'm going to be the same way in front of you and you and you. It's one of the reasons I could never go up the corporate ladder, because I'm not one that's going to kiss butt. I'm not going to do it. And you know what? I could probably be really wealthy if I was willing to kiss butt and do sexual acts like a lot of women do in corporate America. Let's just keep it real, y'all. Let's keep it real, all right? But your girl T. Bowling House is not made like that. No, I'm not. I'd rather get out here and fight the fight like I fight every day for myself and for my family, for my God. That's just me, all right? I'm not one that's going to do sexual favors. I'm not one that's going to kiss butt. I'm not one that's going to talk one way in front of one group and talk another way in front of another group. I'm just going to give it to you straight what it is, T. Bowling in the house. And, yeah, have I lost a lot of money behind that? Yeah, I could say that. I can honestly say that. But, honey, I've got to be, listen, I am concerned about my relationship with God, all right? And that means I'm going to represent him and his will for my life each and every day. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to hell for anybody and for no amount of money. I'm not going to do that. And on that note, I have another dear sister in Christ. Yeah, the number one co-host in the land, KB in the house. What's up with you tonight, KB?
I agree with what you say. Lord,
yes.
No.
Yes. Amen. Listen, KB and I have been friends over 20 years now. One thing I know about KB, she's the same way, honey. She don't care who she's talking to. She's just going to speak the truth, and she's going to represent God in all of her actions, and we just don't play with that. So to let people call us what they want, I don't care. But someone like a Trump, Donald J. Trump, who will say anything in front of any audience just for a vote, this man has never cracked open the Word of God. I don't hardly believe he's been in the church. I believe when he went to that black church in Detroit last Sunday, that was probably his first visit to a church. KB, what you got to say about that?
Well, he said that he was going to learn. See, baby, we don't have to learn. It's already in our soul, in our spirit.
That's right, honey.
In
that's
our,
correct.
In our DNA. That's what we
yeah,
were
that's
going
right.
to. You don't need
that's
to go
right.
learn.
That's correct, honey.
You don't need to learn.
That
is that's already
right.
on the top of the chart. That is my life line for
Amen.
My whole living, my breathing.
Amen.
My if I forgot to breathe the next breath, that
Amen.
Is what God is to me. That is.
That's right. Amen. I can't survive this life, and this life is a gift. I can't survive it without being able to lean on the Lord. And be able to put everything in his care, because this life is something else. But I'm glad you brought up what Trump said he was in the church to do, KB. KB, did you see any video of Trump in the church?
Yeah, boo, I saw it.
Wasn't he looking around like, he was looking
well,
around like.
It was like, it was a shock. He didn't.
Oh, no,
he
was like,
no,
he had
seen no.
together
no.
in my life. I mean, he was amazed that so many niggers were together. He was like, all the niggers are here. Wow, I've never seen
but,
niggers like this.
Let me,
the only white man in here.
Let,
I mean, that's
let
how
me
we
just, put. Let me just say this. If you think that you have all of that in a bag of chips and you got all this money, but you know what? You never give respect to God.
That's
blasphemy. That's
right.
And
it sure
you know
is.
What? Anybody that wants to come in and talk about blaspheming for God,
mm-hmm.
I won't. I'm not with that. You can't call in here
that's
with
right.
that.
That's
no.
right.
You cannot call in here because you know what? Even though he may be crafty or... But he said he was there to learn. You can,
mm-hmm.
but that's not to learn. That is in your soul, your DNA.
Yeah.
You got everybody, you, me, everyone is going to die.
That's
a that's fact.
That's right.
It
that's
is
a fact.
A fact.
Yeah.
But you need to have, unless you just want to go to hell. I
that's
don't
right.
I want to go. And in spite of, and I got faults. I'm not judging Donald Trump or nothing like that. But you got to know God for yourself.
That's right.
And if you don't
you
know that, you're very lost.
That's right. You have to know him for yourself. And let me tell you something. I believe that God sees people that use his name to make a dollar. They have a special trip on the express train to hell, to straight to hell. So on the express train, let me tell you who's going to be on the express train for this particular situation of Trump going to the black church, okay? Who is going to be sitting on the express train? Well, First off, in first class, it's going to be Donald Trump sitting in the express train to hell, going into the black church that he couldn't care less about, going into the black church, not to worship, but to get votes, all right? Going into the black church to tell lies, all right? So he gets the first seat in first class on the express train to hell. Sitting next to him on the express train to hell is the person that invited him to that black church. It's the pastor. I don't know the pastor's name, but for him to bring in someone like a Donald J. Trump, who's the closest thing to the Antichrist that we're going to see in our lifetime, to bring him into his church before his worshipers, he is going to be sitting next to Donald J. Trump. It's first class on the express train to hell. There's one other seat in first class Oh, yeah. There's one other seat in first class on an express train to hell, and that is going to be Omarosa, who proclaims that she is a minister of God. She should be ashamed of herself, taking around Donald Trump and taking him to a black church and walking him through poor black neighborhoods. She should be ashamed of herself. But she, too, is going to be sitting on the express train to hell. I believe that she is a concubine of his. I just truly believe that. And so, Omarosa, Donald Trump, the pastor of the church, and the pastors that keep going around and supporting him on the news or his surrogate, because I'm quite sure he's making significant donations to their church. I'm quite sure that's what's going on. You better believe. I would love to know how much of a check he wrote to that pastor this past Sunday morning. Any church and any pastor that brings in politicians for a check into the church, you are going to hell. Any pastor that uses the offering of his church for personal enrichment, guess what? You too are on the express train going to hell.
Well,
I feel very strongly about KB. You know, I've been going off about that for how many years, KB, that we've been talking about that. We don't play that.
I just want to say this. You know, people are people. And as long as we on this side of the earth, you know, you can be bought, you can have money, you can do things. I mean, I have personal people very dear to me that have been bought, and people do that. But the at the end of the day, regardless to whoever does vote or does not vote, Donald Trump is, you know, I'm not the judge or the jury, but Donald Trump has no relationship with God.
No,
you know,
no.
I'm not saying
absolutely
that Hillary does,
yes,
but I just know that, you know, you get bought to come in front of black people and be like, oh, what do you have to lose? You know, that pastor got paid. And you know what?
Okay, honey.
That's his deed.
That's right.
Everybody has a deed to pay. And you know,
that's
if
right.
You ask God for forgiveness and your deeds are forgiven, but not to harm people or to, you know, just be ignorant. Just be ignorant.
Yes.
There's a whole bunch of ignorance.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
We have so many of our kids and our mothers and our fathers. You know, what did they do to help us? That's my whole point. Donald Trump did never have no mother or father that was trying to make it better for him. He was rich from the beginning.
That's right.
You know, and the Bible says it's easier for you to go through an eye of a needle than
yes.
for a rich man to go to heaven.
Yes.
That's all I got to
Amen.
Say.
Amen. 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 And amen. It's the truth. It is the truth. So Donald Trump, Omarosa, all you black pastors out there supporting Donald Trump, these are the same pastors that supported George Bush, because George Bush was putting money in their pockets, honey. George Bush put money in a lot of pockets of black pastors. Oh, yes, he did, honey.
Well, I mean,
he
you know
did.
What? And I think that you don't see George out here rolling
mm-mm.
around. I think that ask God for forgiveness, and God is
mm-hmm.
good to forgive. But George
mm-hmm.
is not endorsing him, nor his father.
No.
You know, and the father is going to probably pass away quickly, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, he doesn't want that. And there was one, I think, caller, Atlanta or somebody, called in and said that, and I got that, he was the president and he would not be a Christian because he said that he did not want any of the blood on his tenure. And then after he was president and he became a Christian. Well, I understand that. Don't compromise. Because see, God ain't no compromise. There's
no
compromise.
Absolutely not.
You know, it's just straight shot. I've done some things, and I want everybody here. I have done some things. Nothing to break. But it's the will of God. But God has forgiven me for that. And I just my time, and I just worship and adore Him and thank Him for His forgiveness.
Amen. We are
not the judge or the jury. Never.
That's right.
I know myself that I've asked for forgiveness for the things that I've done.
Amen.
But if you glorify and say things that are, you know, that are just not, it's all about you. It's all about what I can do, and don't even have the sense of there is a higher power. Don't you know that the season changes, the grass goes from green to snow, the mountains, everything.
Amen. He's an almighty God. I mean, he
just got to be a fool. You just have to be a fool.
Absolutely. So I remember during the primaries, someone asked Donald Trump, what religion are you? He said he was Christian. And someone, a reporter asked him, have you ever asked God for forgiveness? And Donald Trump said, no, I don't think so. Well, certainly we know that the act of sinning and professing your sins and asking for forgiveness at the feet of Jesus is the cornerstone of Christian religion. So that just tells you right here that he's nothing but a lying devil.
He's not interested in religion. Religion is a funny thing. You can have the Episcopalians, the Catholics, the Protestants, the Church of God. You can have a whole lot of religions. You can be Greek. Mm-hmm. You can be Muslim. But there is whatever you want to call God, the creator of this whole universe. And you and I have a conversation today. This is the end of it. I mean, God created the world and everything of it.
Yes, He did.
And if you're not cognizant of that, and you think that you created it, you're a fool.
That's right. That is correct. You a big fool. And guess what? God has a special punishment in store for you, and it's called hell.
We can't judge it.
That's right.
We're
not going to judge, but we know that God doesn't like that. God really doesn't like child rapists either. KB, now listen. Listen to this right here.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get another piece about that. But God doesn't like, okay, I'm going to go through and see all the things that Trump does that I know are against God, okay? God hates a hypocrite. He hates a hypocrite, okay? God also hates people that use his name in vain and use his name to make money. Yeah, he hates that. He also hates people that rape children. Yes, he hates that. Yeah. Donald Trump, beware, honey. Beware. You're on your way. Yes, there is still time for Trump to ask to humble himself before the feet of Jesus and confess all his sins and ask for forgiveness. He still has time for that. And why don't we just take time right now, KB, thank you to you bringing this up, that anyone out there, if you are lost, you don't know how you're going to make it in this world, we invite you. We invite you to get to know Jesus. All you have to do is receive him in your heart, accept him as your Lord and Savior. And you can do that. Everyone has that opportunity to do that. Go ahead, KB.
All I want to say is I'm not judging you, and certainly my sins may be bigger or greater or worse, but when you are, you know, I'm not the judge or the jury, but the things that you do, you know, and God has angels over you, the things that you do, and you don't have any compassion. You know, I don't know how God judges that, but and I'm not God, but you need to have compassion. You need to have compassion. If all you know is to be a bad person, if that's all you know, God will forgive that too.
Yes.
If all you know is that I'm rich and I really don't know, I mean, God will forgive that too.
That's correct.
So, I mean, you know, the thing that I want to say is that a lot of people, and, you know, the backwoods, Bob and Atlanta and I am not the person. I'm not a preacher. I'm not nothing like that. I know God. And at the end of the day, every last one of us are gonna die.
Yeah.
But you don't want to have those things on your plate.
That's right.
And if it's all about the glorification of you, God is the only person. Only, but spirit. We're living in a bigger realm. Look at all the internet. Look at all this typo and all this. What we call it the internet. The internet is just another being from another earth, from another creature, and God created it all. It's just that he allowed it to come together so that we know that there are beings on, you know, Mars or Venus or Jupiter or another. There are other beings. God created everything. Now, how did you know This internet will bring up your name and bring up everything about you. Now, where does that intelligence come from? All I'm saying is God is all-knowing, all-seeing, all-God. He is God and God all by himself. Now, he's introduced us into this other planet that is much more Let me stop talking. Okay, let's move on. We got
calls. Move it on. Keep going, KB. Come on now.
God.
Amen.
No, we have, there are other beings, terrestrial beings, whether they're looking like me and you and walk on our feet or what. But God has the knowledge. How did this knowledge get here?
Amen.
How did the internet get here? How could you bring up any word? And I went back and checked you on a past person's death. I'm not gonna call the name. That person is not dead.
Who's not dead?
Well, we had a conversation earlier about a person that passed away. Well, when you look it up, that person has not passed away. They just made a vision. Okay?
Amen.
So all I'm saying to you is that God in his magnificent, almighty, grateful, godly, almighty God, he controls if you get from your house to the next place that you go. If you let me say this, you take your next breath and you forget to do it, that's what God is. He's so good that, you know, we forget to take our next breath. But you know what? Until our appointed time, it's an appointed time for everything.
That's right. That's right.
So,
that is so well said, KB.
Don't make me be on Front Street like I'm crazy.
And I know that's right.
I don't have any problem telling everybody that I am certifiable, different. You know, just different. I'm just different.
Yeah. You're God's child.
It's not like I can't talk. Sometimes physically I can do things. I am certifiably by the government that I have issues.
Amen.
And if anybody wants to be like, well, you got that crazy woman on, okay, but I know God and I know what God has done for me.
I already know you
and
too,
I
girl.
Know
you
what
happen.
I see. And see, I'm a seer. That's the worst thing, is to be a seer. Because I can see everybody that calls in, I see. I feel. I do. I know what I'm talking about.
I already know. You know I know that about you, KB. Well, KB, what do you think about this right here?
The C-SPAN networks bring you long-form public affairs programming from the nation's capital and are a public service of your television provider. C-SPAN, created by cable.
And we're going to protect Christianity. And I can say that. I don't have to be politically correct. We're going to protect it. You know? And I asked Jerry and I asked some of the folks, because I hear this is a major theme right here, but 2 Corinthians, right? 2 Corinthians 3:17. That's the whole ballgame. Where the Spirit of the Lord, right? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and here there is Liberty College, but Liberty University, but it is so true. You know, when you think, and that's really, is that the one? Is that the one you like? I think that's the one you like, because I loved it, and it's so representative of what's taken place. But we are going to protect Christianity, and if you look what's going on throughout the world, you look at Syria, where they're, if you're Christian, they're chopping off heads. You look at the different places. And Christianity, it's under siege. I'm a Protestant. I'm very proud of it. Presbyterian, to be exact. But I'm very proud of it. Very, very proud of it. And we've got to protect.
Yeah. KB.
The C-SPAN networks bring you long-form public affairs programming from the nation's capital and are a public service of your television provider. C-SPAN, created by cable.
And we're going to protect Christianity. And I can say that. I don't have to be politically correct. We're going to protect it. You know? And I asked Jerry and I asked some of the folks, because I hear this is a major theme right here, but 2 Corinthians, right? 2 Corinthians 3:17. That's the whole ballgame. Where the Spirit of the Lord, right? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And here there is Liberty College, but Liberty University. But it is so true. You know, when you think, and that's really, is that the one? Is that the one you like? I think that's the one you like, because I loved it. And it's.
They are laughing.
What are you saying?
Was laughing because, see, he was trying to figure out why they were laughing. Because when he went and said 2 Corinthians 3:17, he was speaking at a Bible college, girl, Liberty University. And he said 2 Corinthians. And so they were laughing so loud. So that's why he was saying, he was trying to figure out why they're laughing. He said, is that the one you like? Is that it? Is that
why? I want to, you know, and you know, you're real good at that, but bring up 2 Corinthians. And I think 2 Corinthians said, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is good, whatsoever is, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think that he got the right text.
Well, he said 2 Corinthians, and everybody knows. A kindergartner knows it's 2 Corinthians. You don't say 2 Corinthians. It's 2 Corinthians.
I mean, okay. So, why do you buy into that? Why do you listen?
Yeah.
To me, it's like, you know, and at night, you know, this is my golden time of day. I pray. This is my praying time. Why would I fill my time up with evil?
Amen.
I don't do that.
Amen. Well, KB, I'm telling you what.
You know what? Why would you even entertain that? Entertain.
I know. Well, this is why I'm trying to figure out why anyone would vote for Donald Trump. I can't figure it out. I love Jabbar. I wish Jabbar would call in because he's such a highly intelligent, young, handsome black man, and he wants to vote for Donald Trump, and I don't know why. Listen, KB, we had this week, there was a commander-in-chief forum with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and Matt Lauer was the host. Now, Matt, I think he did an all right job, but he made a big mistake, and I would say Hillary Clinton's biggest mistake is letting him keep talking about the emails when it's a commander-in-chief forum where you have military people as well as vets in the audience. You should have been dealing strictly with their issues and their questions, okay? But besides Matt Lauer screwing up Hillary, she did an awesome job, but now here's idiot Donald Trump.
Don't let me
said.
Read
He's
some of the things you said. I know more about ISIS than the generals do. Believe me. Was that the truth?
Well, the generals under Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have not been successful.
Do you know more about ISIS than they do?
I think under the leadership of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the generals have been reduced to rubble. They have been reduced to where it's embarrassing for our country. You have a force of 30,000 or so people. Nobody really knows, but probably 30,000 people. I can just see the great, as an example, General George Patton spinning in his grave as ISIS we can't beat.
Yeah, you said if we had MacArthur today or if we had Patton today, we would not have ISIS. That the rise of these military commanders that we have today, they come up the chain of command, and by the time they get to the top, they're too politically correct. And we know that's not a compliment coming from you. Have you lost faith in the military commanders?
I have great faith in the military. I have great faith in certain of the commanders, certainly, but I have no faith in Hillary Clinton or the leadership. You look at what's happened, and, you know, when she comes in and starts saying, oh, I would have done this, I would have... She's been there for 30 years. I mean, we need change, Matt. We have to have it, and we have to have it fast.
Hey, NBC News fans, thanks for checking out our YouTube channel. Subscribe by clicking on that...
I mean... I mean, he's talking so crazy, girl. He was talking so crazy at the Commander-in-Chief Forum. And anyone after watching his performance there that will vote for him to be Commander-in-Chief, you are completely out of your mind. He insulted the military, okay? He one guy got up and says, my daughter would like to go in the military, but they have so many sexual assaults that she's not sure she should expose herself to that. And then he said, and then Matt Lauer brought up the point that he tweeted out like 2-3 years ago that the reason that sexual assaults are up is because you let women in the military. What the? That was inappropriate. And then he backed up, well, yeah, we should know that when you put men and women together, you're going to have problems. Wow, Donald Trump is out of order, out of order. And then he said the way he would solve it is to start a military justice system. How ignorant can you get when there's already a military court system? He is so stupid. I mean, I just can't believe he said it. Matt Lauer put it his plan for ISIS. He said his plan is a secret, honey. He said his plan is a secret. He's not going to tell anybody what his plan is. When he becomes president, they're going to be surprised. Well, we're going to be surprised, too, at least his voters are, because he doesn't have a plan. He doesn't know enough about military operations at all to do anything. It's ridiculous how he's just – I don't understand how anybody could wrap their minds around voting for him. This is why, let me tell you something, this is why he has 0% of the African-American vote. Yeah, we got a couple little African-American men that are called here that support Trump. They're part of that immeasurable statistic of people that African-American people that are voting for Trump. It's so small, it's immeasurable, okay? And they're the ones who vote for Trump. I'm not quite sure why, okay? But here's the thing I'm going to say, bottom line, and I'm going to wrap up the T-Bowley Lounge early because I am whipped today. But let me tell you something. There's a little piece of me, a little tiny, tiny piece of me that would want the poor white racist people that are getting together their votes and pouring out in support of Trump, if they pour out in numbers, if they come down from the mountains of East Tennessee and they come out of the coal mines and they walk out of the deserts of Arizona and they come out of the trailer park and out of the campgrounds that they live in and they come out and vote for the first time and people never knew that this amount of poor white people living in poverty would come out ever, come down the mountains, come vote, and they put Donald Trump in office, guess what? It's going to be on you. It's going to be on you. It's going to sit on our white brothers and sisters' shoulders because we don't have anything to do with it. The black electorate is a highly sophisticated, educated voter, no matter what our socioeconomic class and our educational level is. We are a sophisticated, well-educated, and highly knowledgeable voter, and we would never vote for such a clown like Donald Trump. But unfortunately, we have still very large segments of our population that are racist, that believe that everything that they are suffering is because of people of a hue, of a brown hue. And the reason they believe that is because the Republican Party has painted us that way. And the Republican Party has used this population of poor, uneducated white people living in poverty to brainwash them to think that they're better than black people, and that black people are the reason for all of their problems, and they're stupid enough and ill-informed enough and miseducated enough to believe it and to vote against their own interests by putting a demon like a Donald Trump in office. And so that's what I have to say about that, KB. Say what you want about African Americans. We are well-informed voters. We are the probably as a group the most highly informed voter in the United States of America. And so we're not going to have anything to do with it. We're going to come out and support Hillary Clinton. And it's not because we're all that crazy about Hillary Clinton. It's because we're trying to block uninformed, inexperienced imbecile like Donald Trump from being in the White House. So on that note, I'm not going to hold y'all too much longer. KB, I'm going to give you a few minutes to express yourself before we close the doors of the Tivoli Lounge today.
Well, all I want to say is I'm sorry that we don't have Fallon and Backward Bill and Bob and, you know, all that, because this is, you know, we have 1 month, probably about 1 month before early voting. And what I see is happening is that, you know, one, and this is not regarding racial lines or anything. Men in general, whatever ethnicity that you have, just don't think that a woman can do the job. I mean, that's number one. The thing that I want to say is Donald Trump appeals to all of the white people. I mean, I have little half-ass white little grandchildren. And they, they maybe the one little, still white, little black, or maybe half Milano, whatever they are, you know, but a very intelligent and stand up. We got a senator in about 10 more years, 10, 15 more years. We got one of them that probably will be that. But at the same time, you know, Donald Trump has never been into and your life wasn't bad, and my life wasn't bad. You know,
you're
from the East, and I'm from the Middle South, Mid Central. You a military kid, and you know, you had nannies, and you know, Mexican people come and clean your house up, and you know, take y'all to school. I mean, I have the same thing.
That's
right. So, you know, we are kind of a different class of people. But get to my point. People of color, we're gonna do what we gotta do. And if Donald Trump, he got, I bet you, if it's not a Latino or somebody, has been cleaning up for him, not for him, but for all his kids. He is listening to them, and sometimes you say, "Senorita," "Senor," you know. I mean, he understands that dinero is what you pay and have been with him. And,
that's,
you know, my point is, I kind of went kind of a little too deep. But that is the truth. And so, I mean, you know, we judge, he only knows, he don't let Aunt Jemima come over there. Miss Patello, or Miss Quatavis, they come over and have raised your baby, clean your house.
That's right.
Take care of your lawn. I mean, you trust
mm-hmm.
them. And, you know, you want to put people of ethnicity from out the country. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I met a Latino man today. He fell in love with me. He asked me how old I was, how pretty I was. That man is like 58 years old. He fell in love. My point is that the culture of Latino, the culture of Black, are the same. The problem that we have with our Black people, our Black sisters and brothers, is that, you know, Ronald Reagan and Oliver North in the 80s put all that drug out there. And these babies now, if you had a baby in 1980, 83, 84, 85, that child would be gone. But they are so messed up on this. The white boys were doing it too. The white boys had the straight, pure cocaine. But Reagan introduced crack. You know, baking powder, mixing it up.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got this generation of about 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
I mean, I can go on with this, but I know you want to go to bed. I'm done. Is anybody on the line?
Nobody's on the line. Everybody is doing something, and that's all right with me. I'm glad that you came out, KB, and held it down in the Tivoli Lounge. I am, and I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. KB, listen, from now on, with my music, honey, we just going to bring in some 70s funk. I'm going to close it out with some slides from Slade. Y'all don't know me. I'm going to go into me. About slaves. Y'all don't know nothing about me. I love y'all.
I just want you to hang out.
And let's talk.
Right.
Some of you don't know. That's so good.